In a bright and cozy classroom, Miss Melinda was teaching her students all about how things have their own special uses. She held up a jar of delicious-smelling face cream and asked her class, "Can anyone tell me what this is used for?" Little Lucy eagerly raised her hand. "I know! It's for putting on your face!" she exclaimed. Miss Melinda smiled. "Exactly right, Lucy! Now, let's say we had another item here, a comb. What would that be used for?" Timmy confidently answered. "For combing our hair, silly." Miss Melinda nodded approvingly. Then, holding up a piece of paper with some sentences written on it, she said, "Now, I want you all to read these sentences carefully and decide which one doesn't belong." Lucy called out excitedly. Oh, I see one. A face cream is for combing your hair. That one doesn't sound quite right." Miss Melinda clapped her hands together. "Very good, Lucy. Let's think about why that might not make sense. Face cream has oils and moisturizers that help keep our skin soft and healthy. Meanwhile, a comb helps us untangle our hair so it looks neat and tidy. They both serve different purposes." As the day went by, they continued exploring other pairs of objects and figuring out their unique uses. But then something unexpected happened. When it was lunchtime, Miss Melinda opened her lunchbox and pulled out ketchup that was blue. All of her students stared in shock and disbelief. Even Timmy knew that ketchup wasn't supposed to look like that. With wide eyes, he finally stammered, "But Miss Melinda, ketchup is always red. Why did yours turn blue?" Miss Melinda laughed gently. "Well, Timmy, sometimes even things that seem normal can change or surprise us. But don't worry, today's adventure taught us the importance of understanding how things work and when they don't. Just because my ketchup turned blue, it doesn't mean that it will stay that way forever, or that regular ketchup won't go back to being red soon enough."